Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program we'll concentrate on music for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. You may already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to a day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th century composer Orlando de Lasso, whose Masses we've been featuring all during this month of August. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear all of these: the introit, or entrance of the celebrant; the gradual, sung after the first reading; the alleluia, sung after the second reading; the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion; and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I found beautiful motet settings for the introit and the alleluia. The other 3 will be sung in traditional Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the ordinary: the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Orlando de Lasso's Missa in Imitationem Moduli Tu Le Regrets, which Lasso based on an earlier chanson from 1533, by the Franco-Flemish composer Nicolas Gombert. That's spelled G-O-M-B-E-R-T. This makes Lasso's piece what is called a parody Mass, in that it is based on and named for a pre-existing piece of music. But we'll start today with our introit, Inclina Domine Aurem Tuum Ad Me, from Psalm 85. Incline your ear to me, O Lord. This we'll hear in a lovely motet setting by our featured composer today, the 16th century master Orlando de Lasso. The singers are a French ensemble called Ludus Modalis.
Thank you.
That was today's introit, Incline Your Ear to Me, O Lord, in a polyphonic setting by Orlando de Lasso. Now, before we begin Lasso's Mass Ordinary, I thought it might be useful to hear the chanson on which it's based. So here is the Welgas Ensemble, a Belgian group specializing in the music of their part of the world from the 15th and 16th centuries. They're singing Nicolas Humbert's secular chanson, Tous les Regrets, All the Regrets. That was a secular chanson, Tous les Regrets, from 1533, by the 16th century Flemish composer Nicolas Humbert. And now we can dive into the Kyrie of Lasso's Mass, based on that melody, the Missa ad Imitationem Moduli, Tous les Regrets, as rendered for us by the Huelgas Ensemble. See if you can hear the chanson in the Mass.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Kyrie, The Lord Have Mercy, as arranged in Mass form by Orlando de Lasso. The Gloria, the second part of the Mass Ordinary, follows immediately, so we'll let the Huelgas ensemble get on with it. That was the Gloria of Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary for today. Next in the order of the musical Mass is the Gradual Proper Its text today is Bonum est confiteri Domino from Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We hear this in traditional Gregorian chant from an album mysteriously titled only Gregorian Chant. We've heard our gradual proper for today, Bonum est confiteri Domini. Following the gradual, in the order of the proper, comes the Alleluia. Today's text is 2S Petrus from the Gospel of Matthew. You are Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church. This is a pun, one of relatively few to occur in Scripture, because Petrus is the word for rock in Hebrew. We'll hear this in a motet setting by the English composer Robert Lucas Pearsall, who lived in the first half of the 19th century. Intriguingly, Pearsall spent the last 31 years of his life first in Germany, then in a castle he bought in Switzerland. Who says church musicians don't make money?
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Alleluia for today, to Es Petrus, sung by the choir of Gaius and Gonville College, Cambridge. And this brings us to the spiritual center of the Mass, the Nicene Creed. We hear Lasso's Credo from his Missa ad Imitationem Moduli Tuli Regrets, sung by the Huelgas Ensemble.
Thank you.
That was the Nicene Creed as set down in the Credo of Orlando de Lasso's Missa ad Imitationem Moduli Tuli Regrets, lo these many centuries ago. Which leads us to the fourth stage of our proper, the offertory. Here, the text Expectans Expectavi Dominum, with expectation I have waited for the Lord, will be chanted for us by the monks of Pluscarden Abbey in Scotland. We've heard our offertory for today, with expectation I have waited for the Lord. And now, before we go on to the fourth part of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus, I'd like to sandwich in a motet, Pater Noster, by our contemporary, the Philippine composer Nilo Alcala. We'll hear this performed by the Philippine Madrigal Singers. We've been listening to a motet, Pater Noster, from the contemporary Philippine composer Nilo Alcala. Now we can proceed to the Sanctus, the Holy, 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 of Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary for today. The performers, again, are the Huelgas Ensemble. We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary for today. So while we're at it, let's proceed to the next and last music of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. The performers, as before, are the Huelgas Ensemble.
Thank you.
We've heard the final part of our Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, from Orlando de Lasso's Missa ad Imitationem Moduli Tule Regrets. And this leaves just one more musical selection for today's Mass, the Communion Proper. Our text is De Fructu Operum Tuorum, the earth will be satisfied by the work of your hands, O Lord. We hear this in Gregorian chant sung by the choir of St. Lazarus Autun in France.
Ut deducas panem de terra.
was our communion proper for today. The earth will be satisfied by the work of your hands, O Lord. And, as luck would have it, we have just enough time for another motet by Orlando de Lasso. It's called Audi Benigne Conditor, O Merciful Creator, Hear. The performers are Magdala, an English early music group. That was the motet Audi Benigne Conditor by Orlando de Lasso, who has been our featured composer during this month of August. And with it, we must call a halt to today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary. And I hope you tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a jolly August evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.